That's my little update. But the word that God really placed on my heart today goes along with this. And that I was reading a few weeks ago in Romans 10, verse 15. And it says, "And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news." And Isaiah says it as well. "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns." Now, let's be honest. Feet usually aren't the first thing we call beautiful. Up there, you'll see, these are pictures of my feet. I have this thing. I take pictures of my feet. That top picture there is what I call my Africa feet, because when I'm in Mozambique and I'm in flip-flops for the entire day, in the red dirt of Africa, when I get home after the day, that's what my feet look like. And you wouldn't necessarily call feet beautiful. But God says they're beautiful. You know, usually feet are, they're dusty, they get tired, they're sore, I don't know about you, but most people, you know, we have that one little weird toe or we have, but God calls them beautiful. Why are they beautiful? It's not because of how they look, but it's because of what they carry. Each and every one of you here today has a pair of feet. And whether or not you're able to use them well, God has given them to you. And what do feet generally do? They allow us to move, right? They allow us to walk around. There's movement. Feet represent movement for us. They take us places. They take us to work. They take us to the grocery store. They take us to our schools. They take us to our neighbor's house. They take us around. I want to ask you a question today. What do we bring with us when we go? When you're walking around, when you're going places, do you know what you're bringing? Ephesians 6:15 tells us to have feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. This means that every step that we take is an opportunity to carry Christ's peace into the places we walk. It's not just the missionaries that go to the other side of the world that are called. God has called each and every one of us. We all go places, and you will go places. Your feet will take you places that my feet will never take me, and my feet will take me places that you will never go. But the call is the same. And as believers in Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, it's what we carry with us. And you know, I think sometimes in life it's easy to forget that. You know, we're going through the motions of life. We probably don't even think about how many steps we take in a day. Unless you have a watch like mine that counts my steps, and every once in a while I'm like, how many do I have? You don't think about it. You're walking here, you're walking to the kitchen sink and doing the dishes, and then you're walking to the bathroom, and then I got to go out and water the flowers. And our feet are taking us places all the time. We don't even think about it. But this morning, I want to encourage you that God has a purpose for all the steps we take because of what we carry. Our steps matter. Where he takes us matters. The people we come in contact with at the grocery store, at our neighbor's home, at our schools, at our workplaces. God wants us to be bringing his peace into these places. Like I've already mentioned in Matthew 28:19, it says, go and make disciples of all nations, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. This call isn't just for missionaries, like I've said. It's for every follower of Jesus. And Acts 1 verse 8 reminds us, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. It doesn't just say to the ends of the earth. Jerusalem, right where you live. Judea, maybe that's a little bit farther in the province or a different province. God has called every one of us, and there's something that you carry because of his Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, that is there to empower you to be a witness. Our world today needs people who know what they carry and to be bringing that into situations, to be bringing that into places. I want to remind you today, you have a treasure within this earthen vessel. It's the power, it's the presence, it's the Spirit of God that brings life into dry places, that brings peace, that brings love. And we have this amazing opportunity as missionaries to go to the other side of the world and to see that and to be part of that. But it's the same here. It's the same here. Wherever God has planted us, whether it's Mozambique, your street, your workplace, we are uniquely gifted and equipped and empowered to bring good news. How many of you know this world today needs some good news? It needs good news. And we are the ones that are here to proclaim that. And so our feet might not be beautiful, but God calls them beautiful. We are called not just to go, but to carry with us, to partner with God. You know, God could accomplish salvation. He could accomplish a lot of stuff without us. He doesn't need us. But in his grace, he chooses to partner with us. He chooses to partner with you and I. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. You know that each and every one of you in this room is a missionary? You may never go to Mozambique. You may never go to Brazil, but you are a missionary. Because God has called you. He's equipped you. And I want to encourage you in that today. I want to stir that up in you, that the steps that you take each and every day in just your normal living, God wants to use you. You carry something. You bring something that the world needs, that your neighbors need, that the people around you need. Our feet may seem ordinary. There's nothing special about them. But when they carry the gospel, they carry, listen to this, they carry eternity. They carry peace, salvation, and the reign of Jesus into homes, schools, workplaces, and nations. You know, when I was thinking about this morning, the verse came to me from Deuteronomy 11:24 that says, everywhere that you place your foot, I've given it to you. That's what God's promise was to the children of Israel. And we are God's people called by his name. Every place that my foot treads says he's given it. Do we remember that? We need to be reminded of that. That everywhere we go, every place our foot lands, God has given it to us. We bring something. We carry something with us. That's why they're called beautiful feet. Not because of what they look like. And each one of us, there's no 2 feet that are the same. I'm sure every single one of us in here, if we all lined up and looked at our feet, they would all be different. We would laugh. We'd say, how in the world would God ever say these are beautiful? We all have different shoes. We all have different, you know what? But God uniquely gifts us and equips us, right? So we all have unique feet. We all might have unique shoes. If you look in that, I have some different shoes. Sometimes for different tasks, for different places, you need a different shoe. But God said that he has uniquely equipped each and every one of us. And not only equipped us, but called us. And so here's my challenge to you this week. Where will your feet take you this week? And what will you bring when you go? Here you can see a collection of some of the many places that my feet have taken me. Our feet take us many places. And in that is an amazing opportunity for us to remember we bring something. We bring something with us. Our feet, yeah, they're not beautiful. But they carry a message. How do we do that? We can do that through prayer, by lifting up the people around us, lifting up the missionaries, lifting up our neighbors, our families. This is how we can go, even if maybe we physically can't go. It's kind of our feet, you know? It's a different way, but we're still able to go through prayer. We can give. You know, as you have given as a church, you are going into places, doing things that could never be done without you. Your feet are going into places. As you give to these places, Manapurna, you know, all these places, you're going. Think about that. And then we can also physically go. Go into our communities with the love of Christ. Sometimes the most powerful mission field is right across the street. It's not the ends of the earth. Sometimes it's just right there, that neighbor that needs an encouraging word, that needs to know that they're not alone, that needs to know that there's hope in the midst of the circumstances they're facing. When our feet are active in prayer, giving, and going, they carry God's kingdom into the world. And that's what makes them beautiful. I want to encourage you this week. Think about this. As you take steps, as you go the places that are your normal everyday, remember, as we are filled with Holy Spirit, we carry something into these situations. I want to just pray for us this morning, and yeah, that God would just bless each one of you that's in here. We are so thankful for what you do for us as missionaries, how you pray, how you give, how you enable us to go. But I want to bless you this morning, and then we'll see a little video about Steps to Stop Hunger. But thank you for this time and this opportunity, and I trust your heart is encouraged. You're still here. You're still breathing. That means God still has a plan and a purpose for you. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good news of Jesus and for the message of peace and salvation and hope that changes lives. God, thank you for what you are doing in each and every heart and life here in this place today. And God, we just want to thank you that you call each of us to carry this good news into the world around us. And Father, I pray that you would make us so aware of that this week, that the steps that we take, that the places you take us throughout the week, that we would have our ears open and our eyes open to see and to hear the opportunities that you will bring across our path. God, may our feet be the beautiful feet that carry your gospel, that carry your love, that carry your peace into the world around us. Lord, we thank you that it's you who called us, and we are your messengers empowered by your Holy Spirit to be who you've called us to be. So Jesus, go with us this week. Let your light shine into the darkness. And God, remind us of the importance that we have, each and every one of us, in what you desire to do in this world. Lord, thank you that we have hope, that we have love, that we have peace because of you. So I pray that you would bless each one that's in this room, everyone that's watching online. God, that you would remind them of who they are and what you've called them to this week. Lord, we thank you for your work and what you're doing and what you will do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.